This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. October 1st marked the beginning of the new water year in agriculture, and it's an opportune time to evaluate this past precipitation year, encourages SDSU Extension Range Field Specialist Kaylee Wheeler.
What your moisture conditions were, how much did you get this year, how much have you had since the last water year, how much did you get during the growing season, what are outlooks showing in the coming weeks and months.
Assessing forage and livestock status is also key. Wheeler advises looking at current pasture conditions to determine if there's enough cover to shield soils over the winter. Has there been any recovery since the pasture was last grazed? And is there a good standing supply in winter pastures?
But also it's a good time to just kind of look and see how much hay supply do you have? How much supplement do you have on hand? Is it a good time to lay in some extra feed supplies? What are the feed markets saying? Are you planning on doing any winter grazing of your pastures? Are you able to do some of these alternative cropland grazing strategies?
On the livestock side, Wheeler encourages body condition scoring for spring calving herds, as now is the perfect time to add some weight with low-cost crop residue or cover crop grazing. Wheeler encourages ranchers to continue wise management and not take for granted the current moisture and market prices.
It's always important to remember to have hands-on proactive management and make good decisions now, because it's the decisions we make now during the good times that kind of determine our success when the hard times hit.
For resources on fall and winter range management, visit extension.sdstate.edu.